And the Prime Minister is hosting a summit of insurers and consumer groups to try to lower the rising cost of car insurance. David Cameron says Britain has become the whiplash capital of Europe. He wants tougher standards to be imposed before people can claim compensation for injuries. Malcolm Tarling from the Association of British Insurers told Five Live there also needs to be a ban on companies selling customer details to personal injury lawyers.
Motorists at the moment are being hit by a treble whammy, if you like, of rising costs. We pay far too much out in whiplash claims, many of which we believe are fraudulent. We're in the middle of a whiplash epidemic in this country, which we really need to tackle. Legal costs in settling personal injury claims have got totally out of kilter. They're far too expensive. And also, we seem to live in a society that's tolerating the continued high level of accidents involving young drivers.
One person who isn't at today's summit is Ashwin Mistry, represents a group of 35 independent insurance brokers. Hello, Ashwin.
Hi.
And you're not there because?
We weren't invited, despite our repeated request that they should have the broking fraternity represented.
What reason were you given?
Nothing at all.
Right. How do you feel about that?
Slightly annoyed. bear in mind, it is Valentine's, then I was supposed to be out with my wife tonight. No, it's a bit of a concern because obviously we do deliver the message on behalf of government to our policyholders.
Yeah.
And I think they've just got the insurers present, and I don't think there were any consumer groups present at this meeting.
Right. Let's go through then a couple of the claims.
Sure.
Whiplash capital of Europe. David Cameron wants tougher standards to be imposed before people can claim compensation for injuries, yeah, including whiplash. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So what? How do you do that then? Do you bring in some kind of medical test, some kind of higher threshold?
Well, I think first of all, here at Brokeability, we're sort of very proud to be associated with the work that Jack Straw has done. And if you want some answers, you really need to ask Jack Straw because he does know exactly what needs to be done. We have this claims culture, which, to be honest, we need to expand. It's not just the whiplash. We've got slips and trips and work-related incidents. But what we do have now, very prevalent in this country, is a claims culture that we're sort of embracing from the Americans, shall we say. So every issue where there's a blame, there is now going to be a claim, whether it's a slip on the road or in a hospital or in a school, or obviously the issue of whiplash claims, which is now prevalent.
Right.
And just out of interest, over 570,000 claims a year.
Right. Gosh. Whose fault is it then? Is it the lawyers?
It's a combination of the economy. It's a combination of the lawyers.
The economy, did you say?
Well, absolutely, because I think in times of recession, we are going to invite, shall we say, claims, often exaggerated claims, inflated claims, but obviously fraudulent claims as well.
But is it, I mean, again, this is all anecdotal. I wonder, I mean, is that what's driving up the claims, or is it a